Well, howdy, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my cabin, as I usually do. Sometimes we do these little outdoor shows on the road, but today I am coming to you from the porch of my cabin. A little bit of rain. It's one of those old misty mornings right here. A little rain is, light rain is patterning on the roof out there above the cabin here. And pretty relaxing time. I've got a cup of coffee going, actually about my third cup, so I could get fired up to visit with all you nice folks listening to Western Swing and other things. You know, I had a chance to do some hunting this past week up in Northeast Texas, up some buddies of mine, Alan Walker up there and Justin Bolin. They own a hunting ranch up there called Next Trip Whitetails. And I had a little short bow hunt up there. I only spent one day actually hunting, but I had a ball. It was the first time I'd been up to visit their ranch. It's up in Lamar County. If you look at a map, you'll see Paris up in Northeast Texas. And it's a little bit east, maybe, 15 miles east, northeast of Paris up there. But some awesome deer. I didn't tag one with my bow. I had my darting bow up there hunting, and my goal was to take what's called a management buck. Back in the day, a management buck, today's management buck would have been a trophy anywhere, but you know, some of these intensively managed ranches, they're looking for monster bucks for their clients to hunt, and the bucks in 130 to 140, which are big antler deer to me and most people, but they're called management bucks. That's what I was looking for. Didn't tag one, but I'll tell you, I did see some in hunting with a bow on a one-day hunt. It's not uncommon for me not to get a buck. You know, you have to put some time in. But my main reason for going up there, other than to hopefully get a buck on that little short hunt, was to visit with these guys and see their ranch. They've got about a 10-acre lake up there that's stocked with fish. I want to tell you, catfish, bass, crappie, these big old hybrid bluegills. So middle of the day, we went out and caught a bunch of fish. Catch and release, we had plenty of food to eat, you know, that we'd brought, and we didn't really need to eat any fish, but when they get hungry up there, they'll catch two or three of those 6 or 8 pound catfish and fillet them up and have a big fish fry. You know, the whitetail rut is about to kick in. I know all you deer hunters know that. I saw, actually, on this ranch, this was just last week, the bucks were already separating. I saw on a trail camera, and I'd like to post this with this week's show. A trail camera here by my house captured a couple of bucks fighting. It's an awesome photo. I want to send that to you. Just a lucky shot that the camera happened to trigger when these bucks locked up. Two pretty good bucks, but they were probably, 15 feet in front of the camera. I don't think I could have got a better action shot with my Nikon had I been actually there with the camera, you know. But if you're a deer hunter, we are getting very, very close to the time of year to them old big boys come out of the woods. Antler rattling can be very, very effective. Especially, I found it to be effective early on in the season. Well, these bucks were fighting. You know, they were doing some antler rattling in this picture that you can go to, you know, High Plains Public Radio and seek out features, the programs and outdoors with Luke. And look, I'd like you to look at that picture. But the bucks are obviously fighting. If you've never done any antler rattling, you might want to give it a try. I don't think there's any right way and wrong way. Stephen Ray makes the rattling forks, and I've learned a lot about antler rattling from Stephen and what the deer have taught me. Just keep going at it. Don't just whack them one time and hope for the best. Rattle a sequence of maybe, 6 or 8 minutes. Keep it going for a bit. Folks, I wish we had about another 30 minutes for today's show, but we are out of time. Make sure and visit our website, High Plains Public Radio, and check out the features there and check out these pictures that I've got posted. I think you'll enjoy that. Until this time next week, folks, be safe in the outdoors. Let's go back and hear some more music. What do you say? Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.